Vicki Stenerson has played lots of important roles in Bemidji's theater community, and in Leading Ladies, put on by the Bemidji Community Theater, Vicki's role takes her off stage and behind the scenes. She'll direct the comedy that's rich in quick wit and, yes, a few adult themes. Vicki joins us this morning to tell us more about the production. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you.
So tell us first about Leading Ladies and why it's a good choice for Bemidji Community Theater production.
Bemidji Community Theater likes to do family-oriented theater. We do two musicals a year and a couple plays. And this one is, as you said, a little more adult. It has some adult humor in it, but nothing, you know, graphic or ugly, because we don't do that. It's a comedy about two British actors who come to America to make it rich, and they don't. They end up playing at Moose Lodges and doing scenes from Shakespeare, they call it, which is little snippet lines from, like, five different plays that they put together in front of a fake stage. And they read that an older woman is dying and wants to find her relatives. And they think they're nephews. So they're going to go and pretend to be her nephews.
Uh-huh.
And then they meet someone from the same town and find out that they're nieces.
What?
Yes.
So some quick costume changes,
Very quick, I would guess.
Oh, way great. Fun.
Yeah.
Way
so
fun.
They decide to pretend to be the nieces because they believe the lady has died, and then they get there and find out she hasn't.
Sounds fantastic. Oh. And it sounds like it has some different types of comedy. We talked yesterday, you mentioned that this show has some quick wit and also some physicality to it.
Yes.
How do you direct those two different types of comedy?
The quick wit is all in timing. Mm-hmm. The actors have to get spontaneous and quick on the lines so that everything ties together. And that's just a matter of practice. And the physical comedy, of course, we have to choreograph and so nobody gets hurt like we do with stage combat.
Yeah.
Which there's some of in this, too, as they're Shakespearean actors.
Oh, wow. Little of everything.
A little of everything, yes.
Right. And tell us about your leading ladies, a.k.a. the cast.
The cast. The two leading ladies, quote-unquote, are Derek Hoole and Jeffrey Willis. And they play Maxine and Stephanie. There's a niece, Meg, who is already at the house living with the old lady. And that is Katie Carpenter. The rich...
I love
elderly.
It already.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And the part was made for Katie. Oh, it's fabulous. The older lady is Chris Cannon, who is very funny. We have a new person.
Christine plays who?
She plays Florence, the older lady.
The older lady.
The millionaire.
There's an old lady and an older lady.
It's just the old lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
I'm Chris is not older, so I'm trying to, you know, not...
But she's good at it.
She's very good, yes. We have a new person to join Bemidji Community Theater. His name is Howard Hurdler.
Great.
He's new in the area. Well, he's been in Walker for about 5 years working in the theater there. And this is his first time auditioning for BCT. He's marvelous. He plays the doctor who keeps telling her she's dead and she's not.
High-quality doctor.
Yes.
This sounds like a real actor's... script, this sounds like.
It's a wonderful actor's script. It's by Ken Ludwig, and he's one of my favorite playwrights. I've done three of his plays now so far, and he's just fantastic.
And he does quite a lot of comedy, if I'm not mistaken. Who's kind of your ideal audience for this specific comedy?
I think adults. Anybody over 16, I think, would be fine. I don't think anybody younger than that would get a lot of the comedy in it. And I think anybody would enjoy it. It's got some humor for everybody.
We're talking right now with Vicki Stenerson, who is the director of the Bemidji Community Theater's upcoming production of Leading Ladies. And Vicki, Bemidji really seems to support theater. I mean, this is a community that loves the performing arts. What do you like about directing plays in this community?
You're right. The community embraces the performing arts, and they do support Bemidji Community Theater a lot. And we love to have people come in and see our productions and the variety that we try to produce every year. And they've been really good about coming and seeing all the different things that we do And we really, really appreciate it because that's who we do it for, is the audience.
They're high-quality productions, if I don't say so. One of my favorite things after a show is to watch people who had not come to theater in Bemidji before, and their jaws are just hanging on their chests and their eyes are real big. So that's a real treat.
Yeah.
And Vicki, no rest for the creative around these parts. What do you have lined up after this production? You've already got plans.
I already have plans. I'm going to be in the group therapy production of The Dining Room.
Great.
That is going to be in the end of March. And then Bemidji Community Theater has Enchanted Sleeping Beauty coming the beginning of April, which Robert knows about.
Indeed.
Charlotte and I are going to be in that one together.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I play a sarcastic cat.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Is there another kind of cat?
No.
There you go.
You're either an enthusiastic dog or a sarcastic cat.
Perfect. Well, so much going on in the theater arts in Bemidji. And Vicki, thank you so much for coming in.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Vicki Stenerson directs Leading Ladies, Bemidji Community Theater's current production. February 5th is the premiere with another show on the 6th. Fourth, I'm told, is the show. For more information, you can visit the Bemidji Community Theater's Facebook page or give us a call at 800-662-5799.
This conversation with Vicki Stenerson has been part of Area Voices, telling the arts, cultural, and historical stories of northern Minnesota and made possible in part by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of the great state of Minnesota.